In my illumination, I choose to polish the diamond in me. Now, to find the diamond is a very wonderful experience. And I look inside of myself and I say, this is good. This is a temple that I live in. This is a wonderful body I live in. It's a body filled with power and energy and delight. But there's something much more. There's something much more in me, and it needs my attention. And in me is an allness, a goodness, a totality. In me is the fullness of all that is. Now, those words are kind of difficult to make any sense out of, but in me, let's just say there's a diamond. In me is something beautiful and something good. And I would like to have that something beautiful and something good in me be the modus operandi, the operating cause of my life. Now, how do I have that something in me that's so special be the cause on which I base all the activities in my life? How can I have it be that which is the mirror from which reflects all my life and all the things I do? Well, I think on things that are good and beautiful and pure and wonderful. And as I think on these things that are good and pure and beautiful and wonderful, they sort of bring into my world something so powerful and so magnificent. It's not a magnet of attraction, because I don't attract anything from the outer world. The outer world is a reflection of who I am within myself. This is what I am shining out into my world. This is the diamond in me. Now, how do I master being the most beautiful diamond in the world? Not by comparison, but how do I master the fullness of the diamond within me? I master the fullness of the diamond within me by every time I think about myself, I think I am good and very good. Every time I think about my body, I say it is the body of the ideal being. Every time I think of my mind, I think, well, yes, that's true. There is only one mind. But every time I think of my brain, my connecting link of my body to the mind, my brain, which is my operating activity, every time I think of it, I think of it as the ideal brain, and I go on and on. I have the ideal everything about me. Now, when I think ideal, as I have told myself again and again and again, and never too many times, as I told myself, when I use the word ideal, I have no judgment about it. When I use the word ideal, I live in that consciousness of a super wonderfulness. You can't say perfection because there's nothing that it's perfect as. The ideal me is just the allness expressing itself now. If I say I am the ideal man, I am the man that is the all man. Everything that man portends to be, I am. If I say I live in the ideal universe, then my universe is conducted by my thought in the most beautiful, beneficial, wonderful way, and I am happy with it, and everyone in my universe is happy with it. When I say that I am surrounded by ideal people, then I am saying that all the people in the world are beautiful and glorious and fulfilled in every beautiful way. Now, what am I doing when I'm saying these things? I am polishing the diamond in me, which knows these things to be true. I am polishing the awareness in me that reveals to me the ideal self that I am and the ideal world that I am reflecting outwardly from within me. All the universe, truly, is a reflection of my thought. And I don't know that I'm thinking thoughts so grand and so wonderful to include all the universe, but I am. I am thinking thoughts that include myself as an ideal man. I include thoughts that think you are an ideal person that I have created in my world as a beautiful expression of who I am. I have created your beautiful body, your beautiful mind, your beautiful soul, your beautiful life, your beautiful self as a reflection of my beautiful life, my beautiful mind, my beautiful life, my beautiful self. That's who I am. Oh my, that's who I am. Yes, this is what the world is all about. The world is all about how well I polish the diamond in me. How clean is the mirror through which I look and see what's going on around me? Is the mirror full of all sorts of steam and dust and smoke? Is it filled with all the residue of a day's life? I get out love, which is my polishing cloth, and I polish my mirror, I polish my diamond, I polish my reflection, I polish all. And the world that I live in is so glorious, so fantastic, because I have polished it. I have polished the mirror through which I see the world. Now, if I have a giant, supergiant magnifying glass, and I take that magnifying glass and I look at some insect or I look at some speck of dust, that insect or speck of dust is so great in that magnifying glass. Now, as I look in the magnifying glass and I say, do I find all the purity, all the goodness, all the ideal quality that that insect or that speck of dust has? Or do I find its imperfections and flaws because I can see it so perfectly? Well, the magnifying glasses I use are so highly polished that the diamond within me that shines outwardly comes through as flawless, comes through as almost, in my awareness, perfection. But I don't know what perfection is because perfection is the ideal. And I live the awareness of the ideal in me. And as I live this awareness of the ideal, I come into an understanding of what the ideal is. But am I enjoying it? Oh, indeed I am. Indeed I am. Because for me to sit in the joy of my own inner diamond, my own inner ideal self, and look at my creation, which is as perfect as myself is, to look at all the trees, the flowers, the birds, the bees, to look at the people, to look at the country, to look at the governments, to look at the world, to look at life and see it all an ideal reflection of the ideal me. I do this every day of my life. I do this when I get up in the morning. I say, what an ideal world I live in. I polish my diamond. I polish my diamond with my most gentle, loving cloth called love. And with this loving cloth called love, I polish the diamond in me, and I see everything as good and very good. I see everything as beautiful and very beautiful. I see everything as fantastic and very fantastic. All because it's me. It's me shining out there. That's me. That's the ideal me looking at my ideal creation. My ideal me looking at my ideal universe. I don't create problems in my universe because that does not delight me. I create peace, balance, order, harmony, because that delights me. That is the reflection of the diamond within me, and all the world is a reflection of the diamond within me. And as I open my eyes, the diamond within me shines out so wonderfully, so fully, so perfectly. I feel just so fantastic. I'm in a good universe. I'm in a good world. I'm in a good body. I'm in a good life. Because love is the polishing cloth I use on my diamond in me, so that I will see in my world the most glorious reflection of love that I could ever bring forth. Because that's me. And it's done right now. Yes, it's done right now. And as you listen, as you hear, as you see, the diamond in you giving forth whatever it is in your world of your ideal self, you too will say, "Hallelujah! How wonderful! How wonderful!" And you'll say you love yourself, just like I say, I love you.